from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Similar to this his whole career. When he was a better athlete, he was much better at it. When he was faster and younger and everything. But I think you have a baseline expectation. It's like a, I'm not even going to say a high floor draft prospect, but a draft prospect who has a real defined floor. Almost everyone agrees this is what it'll bare minimum look like.
Do you think the Steelers have two good quarterbacks or two bad quarterbacks?
Closer to the latter than the former, I would say, I guess. I have to. I think Russ, but I say that when you make me put them both in one basket or the other, you put me in a very difficult spot, because I think Russ was more good than bad last year, but Peyton hated his guts, mm-hmm. and that has poisoned the well, and a lot of former players don't like him. Fields is dynamic, but I don't think Justin Fields is a good quarterback. And you know how, like, you know something I was doing? I was listening to, like, a podcast yesterday. Had a long drive, and it's not really a football podcast. That's like a side thing that this particular podcast does from their area of expertise. So it's very much like casual fans sort of chopping it up. And they just all talked about Fields in, like, a very present tense, this man is not good. They don't have a Steelers dog in the fight.
Well, who the hell cares if there's just some random
Jamokes
talking about it? I don't really care what their opinion is.
No, but I do. Well, they're like media professionals in the sense that their real podcast makes them a whole hell of a lot of money. My point is, sometimes it's just useful for me to hear people who aren't like diving into every PFF grade or analyze or like cutting the tape to an insane degree. It's just liberating to hear somebody say, you know what, that guy's just not good. Like, sometimes we can overthink it. I'm done trying to convince myself that, like, Justin Fields is going to be anything other than what he has been. And in balance, it's been electrifying with enough warts to make people very mad.
Donnie, do you think the Steelers have a good or bad quarterback situation?
I mean, if you did have to pick one or the other, then I would say bad. Like, these are two guys that are probably, like, there's no doubt that I think both guys are in the back half if you had to rank, you know, the 32 best quarterbacks or 40 best quarterbacks, however you wanted to do it. They're in more of the back half of that conversation.
So that makes you say bad?
Well, yeah.
Well, by definition, if you're in the back half of it, I mean, once you hit 17 to 32, you've got to call yourself more
bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
than
like,
good.
They're guys that are probably beyond the top 20, maybe even beyond the top 25, depending on who you ask. If you asked ESPN, they would say that Russell Wilson's outside of the top 100.
Well,
Mr. Limited.
I don't agree with that, because Drake May's not a top 15 quarterback right now. I think the Patriots have a good quarterback situation.
Because they have
a guy. I feel great about his future.
If you love his trajectory as a rookie, that's like a different. Yeah, it's a different basket, but I would agree with you. They have a good situation because I think he's going to be good. The Steelers have an older guy mm-hmm. who many people think is past his prime, and a young guy who a lot of people don't think will ever be a big-time quarterback. They have two lottery tickets. If Fields especially wasn't so athletic, nobody would want him.
Let me ask you this question. What makes Justin Fields different from Jaden Daniels?
NFL tape. That hasn't been very friendly to him when it comes to actually dropping back and throwing the ball.
Okay.
So 3 years, I mean, wait, does 3 years of relatively mediocre, maybe average at best passing performance not matter all of a sudden?
I'm not saying it doesn't, but when we're dealing with someone that is still in his mid to early 20s, I put a little bit less stock in it than I do the guy like Kenny Pickett, who played in college for 5 years.
I put less stock in it, I guess, but it's still, you've been in the NFL program, and you did, in Fields' case, it's very relevant to point this out. He went to a school that just generally, culturally, is closer to an NFL program than all but a handful at that level, at the college level. It's one of the few like true pro-style programs in general, the way they run it, the big money. He's been kind of that guy for a while now. He's been in the league 3 full years with the expectations that come with that, with trying to learn just what you can and can't get away with in the NFL. The whole reason I would be so much more bullish on a Jaden Daniels or May or Caleb Williams, or even though this guy doesn't have Fields' skill set, Bo Nix or somebody like that, or even McCarthy when he actually gets back from injury, is there's something encouraging or that makes you enthusiastic about the unknown. You just don't know what these guys are capable of yet. You have to give them almost an inherent benefit of the doubt. You haven't seen them struggle at this level. You've seen Fields struggle. That's why I don't think you can just say he's 24. I can still feel really good about this guy. I've got 3 years of work, 38 starts, where it hasn't been great.
So be it, but they're in to Fields for less than $5 million, and they're into Wilson for $1 million. So I'd rather have that situation than some of these others where I'm paying a quarterback who I don't think I can win a Super Bowl with $30+ million, or I've got a young quarterback who is expensive relative to these two guys and is a total wild card.
Like, where would you rank their? Okay, so taking all those factors,
do you know what I mean? Like, I think
account,
they have
a better situation than the Browns, because I don't think personally think Watson
will
be good.
That's a great comparison.
They don't, and he's making a ton of money. Fine, their ability to get out and away from both these guys, if Tomlin just says screw this, this is a mistake, this is an experiment that didn't work, that is the best thing they have going for them. Do they have a better quarterback situation than Buffalo?
No,
Miami.
If you believe, no, but it's close.
Okay,
that actually has me stop. That actually makes me pause for a second, because
better than the
of
Jets.
What Miami just played Tua. No, not better than the Jets.
Better than the Patriots.
No.
So 0-4 ultimately with one you're thinking about.
Yep.
Better than the Browns. I do think it's better. I just don't think Watson ever gets back there. Fine. Is it better than the Ravens?
No, but I think it's closer than...
Not better than Cincy.
No.
Not better than Houston. Is it better than the Jags? They just had to pay Trevor Lawrence.
You know what? I would say right now, yeah, I would.
See, even though he has been kind of inconsistent, I still think there's so much meat on the bone there, and I've at least seen him in a playoff game.
Well, wait a minute.
I've seen him come back and actually show it in a postseason game.
Yes, and we've seen that from Russell Wilson, too. I mean, there's meat on the bone there as well, and I'm paying
one
the guy $1 million.
One guy's in his mid-20s. One guy is in the back not. He's probably on the 16th hole of his career. It's a big difference.
Right, but I might have Russell. If Russell Wilson might be able to play till he's 40 or 41 years old.
If Russell Wilson plays till he is 40, then it would be the best-case scenario for the Steelers, because he be good enough to justify playing.
I know, and I'm not predicting that it's going to go down that way, but... You have to, at least when someone has his resume, even with the Steelers' offensive line potential issues and wide receiver lack of depth, I can't rule out that the guy is going to go back to being a great quarterback. It's not like he had some kind of like debilitating physical injury where it's like, you know, ever since he had Tommy John surgery, ever since his shoulder gave out, or ever since this happened, he hasn't been the same guy.
No, it's been a slow erosion for him. I guess we did this quick exercise where I made you go through the divisions in the AFC, right? Most of them. And as I was playing out in my head, when you just brought up Wilson there, I just quickly scanned through the NFC in my mind. And I tried to take contract, performance, age, and everything else into account. They are definitely like bottom 12 of the NFL. Because there are very few teams where I can emphatically say, I think for all those factors, the quarterback situation is worse than the Steelers. There's not a ton. Denver's got a better one, whether you think Nix is going to be good or not.
I don't think so.
Because he's got Sean Payton and he's on a rookie deal. Do you think Sean Payton knows offense?
I do.
Okay, that in and of itself, if he had Mike Tomlin, who doesn't hire good coordinators, different story, but he's got Payton.
Well, wait a minute, though. Then was the Steelers quarterback situation last year better than this year?
No.
Because it was a first-round pick quarterback that had done some things in his rookie year to make you think he might develop into a good player.
How
is that any different than Bo Nix right now, Chris?
The three words, done some things, are doing a lot of work in that sense.
Well, he had orchestrated comebacks in the fourth quarter in the last minute.
How it's different than Bo Nix is Kenny Pickett didn't have Sean Payton coaching him. I mean, I do think Payton's a good coach. The Chargers situation is better, even though they had to pay Herbert a ton because he's got Jim Harbaugh.
I don't understand how you reconcile that. If you're bullish on Russell Wilson and you're putting all this stock in Sean Payton, how can you
I'm not super bullish on Russ.
You've said good season. You've even said things like, I think he could score 30 touchdowns this year.
I can also point to what he actually did last year, and I can also say Sean Payton's a good coach who hated Russell Wilson's guts for one reason or another. Those aren't mutually exclusive thoughts. They just aren't.
So he let a personal vendetta force him to move on from a player in record fashion and pay him more to not play than
not
any player
Russ,
in league history?
That clearly played a role, yes.
Well, then he's not that good of a coach, honestly. If he let his personal animus towards a guy get in the way of having a good
quarterback... Bill Belichick tried to trade Brady when he still had Super Bowls left in him for Jimmy Garoppolo because he frankly wanted to do it his way and show how smart he was. Does that mean he's not a good coach?
No, but it's a mark against him.
Okay, so that's a mark against Peyton. It doesn't make him a bad coach. There are like three teams in the AFC that I think have a definitively, demonstrably worse quarterback situation than the Steelers. The Raiders have one. I think the Browns because of what they're paying, and I'm not even sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sure, there's...
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, coming your way at 3:15, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Donnie's Game Balls from the Steelers Lions preseason snoozer coming your way in 15 minutes. CBS Sports says the number one story from this year's NFL preseason was the Steelers' quarterback issues. The Steelers still have quarterback concerns on their hands. Still questioning whether or not they will get an upgrade in play at the position this year. I don't know. We had to talk, and look, I was the culprit of this, the main one, trying to talk ourselves into Kenny Pickett, and other people actually went to such outrageous lengths as to try to talk themselves into Mitch Trubisky. So this feels like, this doesn't feel like we're stretching it like we have the last couple of years.
Well, you can look at Russell Wilson's numbers last year, and whatever Sean Payton thought of him, you would see something that we would have all signed collectively in blood for statistically last season.
Mike Sando, Athletic, put out his annual quarterback tiers. He talks to coaches and GMs and front office people around the league. He does this every season. And Russell Wilson was a tier 3 quarterback, which is borderline starter that you can win with, but things need to be right around him. And then Fields was tier 4. So Wilson was 22nd overall, and Fields was 24th. There were actually three people who voted in this who still thought that Russell Wilson was a tier 2 quarterback, which is one tick below franchise guy. And there were only four franchise quarterbacks. There was actually one person who voted for Justin Fields as a tier 2 guy, too.
Really?
Yes. Wait. Am I looking at the right list? Yes, I am. Okay. Yeah.
I think they have tier... I'm looking at it right now. I think they have tier 1 correct, the three guys in tier 1.
Oh, there was three, not four. That's right. So it's Allen, Burrow, and Mahomes.
That's in 3-1 order.
Lamar Jackson didn't make it.
He's fourth. Stafford, Herbert, T5. Rodgers at 7 is very... intriguing to me. In fact, Rodgers ahead of Stroud, I think, is wrong. Prescott, then Goff. You know, I think Jared Goff should be higher on this list. Purdy, 12th.
Assistant GM to the Athletic. I would not be surprised if Russell Wilson was a success in Pittsburgh because of the culture and system there.
What system? The Arthur Smith system?
What other system would there be?
Is it Mike Tomlin's system?
Mike Tomlin's don't turn the ball over and we'll win ugly game system.
When you look at the culture, by the way, I know guys want to come here and play, and they play hard, and obviously the results to some degree back that up.
They don't always play hard.
Because to some degree...
They don't always play hard.
Yeah, but they always do end up winning more games than they lose, or not losing more than they win. And okay. I know you and I don't care about that, and most Steelers fans locally don't. That has to be the explanation for the culture here. Because as you just pointed out, Melvin Ingram didn't like the culture here. James Harrison won a damn Super Bowl and a Defensive Player of the Year. Two of them, actually, the Super Bowls, didn't like the culture here at the end. Blunt, etc.
Defensive coordinator, when you look at the stats in Denver, Russ did not play bad. Another defensive coordinator said of Fields, he's hard to go against. And then said this, is from an executive. I don't want to play him because of the way he can run the ball. He is a dimension in this league that many do not have. He is Jalen Hurts on nitroglycerin. Fast, strong, physical, tough. I would not give up on him.
He is faster than Hurts, and he is as strong as Hurts. Here's a quote about, and you know, I think I'm clearly more of a Mike Tomlin fan than you are, even still. Here is a quote, though, that one offensive coordinator offered that makes me want to pull my hair out on Wilson. To me, he would be a 5, as in tier 5, the worst tier, if he wasn't with Tomlin. Tomlin is a psychologist. He can push the right buttons. However good Russell Wilson can be, Mike Tomlin will figure it out. End quote. Based on what do we think Mike Tomlin gets the most out of quarterbacks lately?
There's nothing to go by.
There is zero evidence to support this. Because the guy who played the best post-Roethlisberger for him, he didn't really want at all.
The best you can say about that is that he's found ways to win games in spite of his
quarterback. Okay, my point is, though, Mason Rudolph was clearly his best quarterback last year for the games he played. And Mike had to go to him through the most gritted teeth of all time.
Agreed. Here's David on the fan. Hello, David.
Yeah. I'm thinking outside of the box. Here goes. Russ and Fields are not even going to be playing for the Steelers this season. Tomlin is waiting for a quarterback or two to be cut from one of the other teams.
Goodbye, David. Thank you.
So somebody else is...
Goodbye.
Hold on. I'm just...
Goodbye now.
Can we humor
goodbye,
that one?
Goodbye.
Can we humor that one to the finish line here?
No.
Donnie, he was goodbye. Suggesting that some other team's fourth string quarterback was actually
Mike White
the Steelers
just got
starter.
Cut. That's actually their master plan.
He's got too many high school sports to write about to learn the playbook.
And I'm not suffering fools today. Is that bad? I just didn't want to even subject our listeners to more of that idiotic proposal.
So you're turning your mic off, too?
Should I have given... Donnie, do we need to hear more from that?
Was that mean, Donnie? That might have been even too mean by my
standards.
Was
that bad that I just said,
he was going down a very bad path.
Of them picking up... You're laughing in there. Would you have been much nicer and let him carry on his point there if you were hosting?
Maybe a little bit longer because I think I tend to do that, but it's an idea that just is...
Yeah, he was thinking some other team's John Reese Plumlee going to be the Steelers starter.
I'll give him credit for going outside the box. He was well outside.
I actually won't.
The box isn't even visible from wherever he was calling. There is no box.
I mean, David's a nice guy. I'm happy that he wanted to call in, but still.
Now you're doing a Ron Cook thing. I'm glad and I'm happy he wanted to call in. He's a nice guy who made the worst point of all time. That's what you're doing.
Time for Donnie Football's Game Balls. Say goodbye to all your gutter problems with Gutter Helmet. Book a free estimate at gutterhelmet.com. Donnie's top three players from the Steelers lost to Detroit on Saturday that he had to go back and watch because Saturday he was up to his nipples in high school football and there was a big controversy that Donnie was on the field and they were trying to kick off, evidently. I'm hearing that now secondhand.
Yeah, I figured we could get to that in about 60 minutes from now.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a funny story that was created.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, on Friday.
Donnie's maiden voyage into high school football.
You look like such a natural, but I can't wait to talk about that in
an hour. Such a lover of the Steelers that he...
Still made game
balls.
Went
back and took notes on the Steelers.
Oh, yeah,
loss
we had
the
NFL Plus working.
All right, what do we have, Don?
Hendon Hooker's going to get one of these.
Mm.
I mean, he basically played like the whole game for the Lions. They brought Jake Fromm in there at the very end. 93 rushing yards, though. He had over 200 total yards. Listen, in a preseason game, it's kind of hard to find some of these guys to give game balls to. But he moved the Lions down the field enough to come back and win that game, so he'll get one of these.
Man, he made some pretty awful plays, though.
I do not look at him as the future in Detroit, and if something were to happen to Jared Goff this year, I think that team is screwed. And before people say, well, wouldn't you say that of every team? I don't know, to the Browns' credit, when Deshaun Watson went out last year, they got better quarterback play from Joe Flacco, and I thought another success story, and they weren't as good, they weren't a Super Bowl contender anymore, but I thought Jake Browning played pretty good for Cincinnati, other than the two games against the Steelers. He was awful against the Steelers.
Before the season, you would have said if Kenny Pickett goes down, Mason the Steelers Rudolph. Can't survive.
Bingo. What am I talking about? Hello, it's staring me right in the friggin' face here.
Hello? Jake Fromm threw a ball to Jake Funk that should have been a touchdown. He got funked up on that
I went
play,
to school with a guy named Jake Fink.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to school with a girl named Emily Funk.
There were multiple Finks I went to school with.
Big no family. Way.
Fink? Yeah. F-I-N-K?
Finks. No, I understand. Yeah, I didn't think you were P-H-E-I-N-K. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Fink.
All right. Game ball number two.
Herbig gets another one.
Has to.
Two more sacks. I mean, the guy just looks like a monster in these preseason
games. There are people calling.
Games.
I've seen people saying Highsmith should get moved to the third linebacker spot for Herbig. You can't do that when a guy's making that much money.
I mean, I wouldn't do. I mean,
but I'll tell you what.
Alex Highsmith is still a very good player.
Let me tell you something.
Hold on a second.
Right,
I don't think he's better than Herbig.
Let me tell you something right now, Donnie. With
you
how
don't?
Good Herbig's
no.
looked, would have been great to get a Highsmith deal done for Terry McLaurin. We'd have
minute.
All our birds.
You don't think that there's at least a debate there? I mean, Highsmith is the more established guy, but he also gets to play opposite T.J. Watt. If Highsmith decided that he wanted to become a Jehovah's Witness and not play in the NFL this year,
Alex Worlds,
I would feel literally no worse about their pass rush for this season, other than they're an injury away from having a problem.
He's better against
as far as the starters
he's very good
go,
against the
he's
run.
He's terrific against the run, which in their division probably means a little more because he's such a big physical guy, Highsmith is.
Well, who are the teams in their division that want to run it besides Baltimore?
Cleveland.
You think they're going to be able to run it this year?
You said want to run it.
Okay. I mean, this Chubb thing for them is very scary, Chris. I don't think he's ever going to be back to being the same guy.
Yeah,
starting this season on the pup list.
The Browns also, I mean, you just mentioned the quarterback position. They find ways to throw really anybody back there and run the ball.
Well, that was when they had
Bill
old Callahan. Man
Callahan,
and now
True.
He's in Tennessee. And they've got massive tackle issues there. Their tackle issues might be as bad as ours. Other than Jones, left tackle is a massive
problem. I know,
problem
it's a problem.
For the Browns.
I'm just saying, here's all I'll say about Herbig. You hear all the time, so-and-so came back and packed on 20 pounds of muscle. He does look bigger and stronger for a somewhat slight-of-frame guy last year for that position. He looks like an animal
Here's
right
Tomlin
now.
On the Herbig development.
He's behaving like a guy that's been a lap around the track. Really want to see significant growth in all those second-year players, and I think really he's an example of that. He's just taking a jump. He's been there before. He's finding his footing, man. He wants to be impactful, and obviously we're going to find a role for a guy like that, whether he's quote-unquote a starter or not, when he's got an opportunity to be significant, and he's shown that not only in stadium but in the team development.
That's
work.
Actually a big answer from him, because we got to find a role for a guy when you have two very expensive players,
no,
including one of the best players in football at the position.
I thought it was very revealing, and he usually will give you whatever, but I thought the same thing. That was a very revealing window into how much he likes Herbig.
And he went a quarter mile.
So if Kenny had a second lap around,
what did
Kenny play like last year? A guy whose first
lap like eight laps around, he did like 2 miles.
First lap around the track was fine, and then caution flags are out. We've got a big wreck here.
Who got number one game ball for Big Don?
Ty Summers. Steelers fans would love this guy if he was in the locker room.
Who?
A big white middle linebacker, Pony. Actually, not that big. He's like 6'1".
I was going to say, he looks like a little guy out
there.
9
tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits, 1.5 sacks. The man
Ty
had
Summers.
The man
right.
had the
he's,
game of his life.
He's number one on the sheet here.
Yes, he is.
All right, so hold on. Your
Ty Summers.
Your list was 1, Ty Summers, 2, Nick Herbig, again, a repeat performance,
yeah,
and
another
3,
Herbig.
Hendon effing Hooker.
Herbig's, I think, approaching Tazar Skipper pass rush stats level from the preseason, because that dude would go out and he'd get 3 sacks a game.
He was August Lawrence. He was Mr. He was Lawrence
he really
Taylor.
Was.
He's,
August.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of Mr. August.
Actually,
it's Pickett, James Washington, Tuzar Skipper.
Yeah, we need
there's
one
an
more.
Open name.
RJ Bowers from back in the day. We got a whole squad here.
Man. I don't know why this popped up on my Twitter feed. Ryan Leaf accuses Pat McAfee of being high 80% of the time on his show.
High?
Yes.
I know Ryan had obviously beat substance abuse specifically. I think it was mainly alcohol. I didn't know Leaf was like big into marijuana or knew about, like, would be able to identify it from afar there.
We need that guy to call in. The guy whose only skill O'Neal Cruz was high.
Right. His only skill is he knows when O'Neal Cruz specifically is high. But wait a minute.
O'Neal Cruz, who's hitting like 370 or something this month.
Wait a minute, though. If he only knows when O'Neal Cruz is high, that skill's useless for McAfee.
Right. Good point. Unless his fourth skill that he didn't mention to us is that he can also tell when Pat McAfee is high.
Well, he could probably tell if McAfee was drunk. Like, he probably saw him throw up the other day and was like, I think that guy's drunk.
McAfee still alive in the Sweet 16 of the most annoying people in football media. Would you like to hear the Sweet 16 of the bracket?
What's your seed?
I didn't make it. I guess I didn't win my conference annoying tournament. Stephen A. Smith versus Craig Carton.
Who's doing this poll right
now? The Spun.
The Spun, yes.
And are there also, like, regions? Like,
no,
region names.
No, there's not.
I'm
going to
vote.
Names.
I'll vote for Stephen A. there because Carton gave you your first break
one
in the business.
One versus five, Smith versus Carton.
I'll vote Smith.
I mean, I'll go with Smith, even though I love Stephen A.
I know. I can't
so
vote
So you don't find him annoying?
Well, I mean, I can see why people find him annoying.
You have
but
to, you have to know what you're getting into with him.
Yeah.
You are not getting into serious X's and O's analysis. He is paid to be an over-the-top
yes.
entertainer.
Agree. I think what I get annoyed by with Stephen A. is when there's just, like, he gets massive factual errors. He commits them, and it's like no one cares.
So here's my, this is going to surprise you maybe. I think it's way worse when a guy like Cowherd, whose whole bit is I am super cerebral with a massive research staff, gets stuff horrifyingly wrong.
We'll get to him. He's still alive in this tournament. Jim Rome versus Paul Feinbaum.
Rome clears easily. Feinbaum is almost charming.
I'm going Feinbaum.
Feinbaum is almost charming. I can't take Rome, and I know we hear him in these sports minutes. I feel like Jim never does takes. I've heard people say he's awesome to work with, super professional, very crisp. Sometimes his takes are just like, you see that football game? It's played on a 100-yard field.
I'm biased again. He's let me fill in for him. So
I think I'm
going to
break the tie. I'm going to say Feinbaum.
Thank you.
I think Feinbaum maybe has part of that, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the guy personally, obviously.
He's
I don't
got
know
that condescending
guys...
tone to him.
Oh,
also.
But
that
I love
I was
just going
to say, a little bit of
He's talking
of Costas,
down to people.
A little bit of Costas in
but
him.
I love it because
yep,
he is taking calls from the most bat bleep insane people in the country. Phyllis and Malga, I think she died, actually. But they're like, Paul, they ain't beat Bama, Paul.
Chris Russo versus Shannon Sharp.
Russo.
Russo for sure.
Russo. And here's the thing, Shannon. I love Shannon's post-skip, like, career glow-up here.
Yeah,
I'm
I'll
going
say.
With Shannon there.
Really?
Yep.
I'm just a big fan of the fact that Shannon got away from Skip and is just whooping ass.
Speaking of the devil, Skip Bayless versus Clay Travis.
Travis.
Oh, man.
I'm going Bayless.
Oh, Travis is the worst, dude.
Well, but Skip Bayless is a freaking box of
chocolates
here.
There's something pure about Skip. He has the same, like, Chinese food order every week. He does the exact same thing. Travis is just a carny barker.
He drinks 19 Diet Mountain Dews.
Travis is the worst.
He posts Jordans every day.
He will do his little sports outrage thing. He'll be a chameleon for whatever he thinks he needs to.
And what does Bayless do? Like, LeBron James puts up 40 and he brings up, like,
yes.
the bad pass he made in the first quarter.
That's not a chameleon. That's
the definition of annoying.
That's not a chameleon. That's beautifully stubborn.
That is the definition of annoying for me.
Skip created an entire genre, whether I love him or hate him. I got to go Travis.
How about this? A shocking development. Shady McCoy still standing in this tournament, matched up against Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, Donnie's after Orlovsky right now. You absolutely put him in his place.
Oh, Orlovsky felt bamboozled by the Steelers.
You absolutely backhanded him.
Did he respond to you crushing him?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't expect
he'll do that. He'll do that a lot.
I think he responded to me once.
It
or
wasn't
something.
Him directly. It was like their get up.
I just Twitter love that you. I love that you crushed it, man.
I'll say Orlovsky. You know what Orlovsky's annoying for his non-football takes? He only uses one towel and never washes it.
He has the weirdest. He borders on bad condiments. You all heard like the meme of like white people think, you know, whatever chicken's too spicy. They're talking about him. They're making fun of him.
Nick Wright versus Chris Sims.
Don't I have to vote for Nick here just to troll him? Isn't that the move here?
Chris Sims can be very
He can
annoying,
be extraordinarily
oh
condescending. Sims. No, I like Nick way too much.
Did they put Florio on here or anybody else?
I think he got knocked out early. This is the Sweet 16, remember. And then Urban Meyer versus McAfee.
Urban Meyer. Oh, God. Oh, wait.
It's got to be Urban Meyer. Because Urban Meyer is...
Urban's an actual bad guy.
He still sits up there and tries to act like he didn't try to put his finger in a butt. You know, like he's some kind of... You know what I'm saying? He does. He acts like
he was thinking of, well, forget it.
He acts like he still has this like
pious holier than thou
right,
bit going.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a humble Midwestern guy raised on Ohio football. You're right. Pat also, I mean,
look, if I were on, how tempted would you
Pat
be if
donates
you were on
a lot
that
of charity.
Show to not bring that up to him?
No, I mean, I think he's a repugnant human being. So it's Urban. Man, who's of the Sweet 16, who is, give me the most dominant college hoops. Who's Connecticut?
Connecticut women's?
No, Connecticut men's.
Yeah, they won two in a row.
Who's the Connecticut men's team of this Sweet 16, man? If the word...
Oh, we forgot one.
If the word annoying is the operative word here, I think Travis is Connecticut men.
Cowherd versus Collinsworth.
I like both of them, though. I think both of them are good at what they do.
Yeah, so do I. I think Collinsworth also gets a bad rap just because it's typical people who are like, he's always rooting against my team.
But I think Joey Molinaro ruined Collinsworth for me because now I just obsess over all of his weird quirks.
But he does that for Coward too. Molinaro does a bang up Coward.
Fair enough. That's a good rebuttal. All right.
So who would you vote for then? We got to cast a vote.
Oh, I would vote for Collinsworth.
I'm going Coward. Donnie, break that tie.
I think I'd actually go Coward too.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.